USA Radio News.
Today, the White House announced it revoked former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. At the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders explained why.
Mr. Brennan's lying and recent conduct, characterized by increasingly frenzied commentary, is wholly inconsistent with access to the nation's most closely held secrets, the very aim of our adversaries, which is to sow division and chaos.
Today, Turkey retaliated against the United States for sanctions placed against the country for not freeing U.S. pastor Andrew Brunson, who is facing terrorism charges and a prison sentence. Congressman Andy Biggs said this may sting a little bit right now.
I think it's going to hurt a little bit. There's going to be some short-term pain, but I tell you, in the long run, this is going to be beneficial to this country and to our economy and to the American people. And actually, it'll flow into the rest of the world, too, because if there's fairer trade deals, they're going to like dealing with the American economy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Police in London released some new details about the man behind the terrorist attack with the car on Tuesday morning. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Police say the suspect is a British citizen originally from Sudan. They arrested 29-year-old Salih Kader after he ran his vehicle into some bicyclists before crashing it into a security barrier near Parliament. Witnesses telling police it did appear that he deliberately swerved towards the cyclists and then into the security barrier. And Scotland Yard says local police say they're familiar with Kader, but neither British domestic intelligence nor counterterrorism police knew about him before the attack on Tuesday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Starting September 17th, Southwest Airlines passengers can no longer bring emotional support animals that aren't dogs or cats. You will also need to provide the proper documentation for the dog or cat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A New Mexico judge's decision to allow the release of an extended family accused of terrorism, child abuse, and murder prompted many in the state, including the Democratic governor, to cry foul. Jim Hansen is the president of Security Studies. He says this decision was crazy.
She got it absolutely wrong, Steve. I don't know what you have to do to be considered a threat to the community when you're training kids to kill other kids, to commit terrorist acts. You have an active terror cell planning these attacks. You know, I mean, it's an absurd thing to let them free on zero evidence that, you know, there's not an attack. They said themselves they're doing it. There's a letter they sent to Wahaj's brother asking him to bring his guns and money, and that Allah will protect him until he dies as a martyr.
And as to the fact that the four defendants were just exercising their Second Amendment rights, Hansen says,
yeah, and I think he should ask, you know, he's saying this wouldn't have happened if they were white Christians. He probably needs to check with David Koresh and the Branch Davidians how that whole peacefully exercising your Second Amendment in the desert with gun things worked out for them in Waco. Mm-hmm. They're all dead. It's not a question of them being black and Muslim. It's a question of them talking about, and the FBI talked to these kids, and the kids confirmed this is what was going on. So it's not a question of Islamophobia. It's not a question of some kind of bias against them. It's the facts in evidence saying this was a terror cell training to kill Americans.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.